The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to another exciting moment of investment education on this platform. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Today, we are going to be continuing from where we hung it last week, talking about Forex market. Please join me in welcoming Fowope Mike. Adewale Fowope is the managing director, Hantech Africa Limited. He also doubles as director for Africa Business, Hantech Markets. Mike.
Good day, sir.
This one that you are looking like a senator. Are you telling me that? Are you not saying indirectly that aside from trading Forex, there is something that is cooking?
No. I'm not interested in politics. I'm not interested.
But you are interested in appearing like one of them.
I think this is, should I say, corporate wear for Nigeria.
Huh?
Yes, I'm not interested in politics.
Okay, why are you not interested in politics?
There's a lot to be done. And the truth is, the basic things are not there. And
basic things like what?
To make governance easy, you know, for me, I tell people that if Nigeria is not computerized, everything on computerized about Nigeria, they were not ready for anything. So even I think Peter Obi that said, "Come, that even the next president will fail because the basic things to make governance."
What if himself becomes the next president? He will fail.
He said the next president will fail.
Politicians talk anyhow sometimes. Somebody is contesting and he hopes to win and he's already predicted.
That was like, because he said the basic things to make governance easy, they're not there.
See, those things will not be there for as long as the right people like you, will shy away from politics.
I don't want to lose my money.
Okay, two things now.
Number three. I don't want to lose my money.
When you trade Forex?
Yes, I am not losing. I'm making money.
You are making money?
Yes.
Okay, let's come back to it. Now, we spoke to our guy last week.
Victor
Ufot. And all I'm interested first in achieving is to educate investors quite well.
Yes.
Before we begin to advise and counsel them to part with their money.
Good.
Because you see, the economy is very hard.
Yep.
Money is very difficult to come by. The little that one has must be well protected.
Uh-huh.
In addition to other questions that I put forth to Victor, uh-huh, last week,
uh-huh,
I put it to you now.
Good.
What are the risks involved in trading Forex?
Well, there's risk in everything. Even as we are here, there's a risk of the building collapsing on our head.
Oh, no. The Lord is my
shepherd. I shall not lack. There's a risk, you know. September 11th, a lot of people perished in that building, you know. That was a risk. So in everything, there's always a risk. In trading FX, number one, and I like to say this, is the regulatory risk. We need the industry to be regulated. We've said this severally. We've engaged with the people of the authority, in regulating the industry. Now, why? We've seen people scam Nigerians in the name of Forex. We've seen that severally. It will keep happening. It will not stop until the government regulates the business. We've seen a whole lot. Even some brokers will come in and then they cash out, you know, because their interest right from inception is to defraud people. So number one is the regulatory risk. The industry must be regulated. And there's so much volume in this industry. Imagining the largest, I don't want to mention him, the largest Ponzi scheme in Africa, where the Ponzi operator amassed more than 1.2 trillion naira. That's huge. That's really huge. 1.2 trillion. I'm not sure, maybe a stockbroker we have for that as asset under management. It's to tell you how large the interest in this market. So if imagine Nigerians losing 1.2 trillion naira to somebody. That's a huge chunk of money leaving the economy. So number one, if the industry is regulated, most of this risk will be mitigated. I'm presently writing a project, a thesis on how the risk can be mitigated. And number one, it's the regulatory risk.
Number two?
Well, that for me is the foundation.
Major.
Yes. If that is resolved, every other thing will align.
Mike, you've been trading Forex now how many years?
For 17 years.
This the regulatory risk has been there.
Yes.
Despite that, you have traded 17 years.
Yes.
What are the steps you have taken in the past 17 years to mitigate this?
Okay, so I'll give what happened to me as an example, and I hope people will learn from that. So the first time I put in capital, it was $3,000. That should be like a 2006, $3,000. So on Monday, I started trading on Monday. By Friday, I turned my $3,000 to $5,000.
Wow.
So that's wow. So I have a friend who works with Mobil, very good friend of mine. We've been good friends. So I told him, Mike, I'm going to give you a lot of money for you to trade with. And I said, no, I don't want. He said, why? He said, when I was placing those trades, because my risk was high, my heart was in my mouth. And I told him, I'm a very sincere person, number one of myself. So there's no way I would trade like this for 9 months, I would die of high blood pressure. So I said, I don't know, it seems I'm not going to do this. Yes, there's so much money, but I can't risk my life for this money. So I met one man online, then he was 65 years old. So I narrated my ordeal. A lot of people say, fantastic news. For me, it was an ordeal. And I said, Mike, I don't care how much you make, I don't care what you do. As long as you will not risk more than 0.5% of your capital per time. He said 1% of your capital per time. He said if you have a good head on your shoulder, that before you trade, you put 100 trades and lose 100, you'll have figured out what the problem is and stayed profitable. Sir, since then, I've never even used 1.0. I use 0.5%. Of my portfolio part-time on the trade.
How does this work out? Let us assume that I have just $100 to trade. So how do I deploy this method?
Okay, so basically $100 is small, but then you can still deploy the method. So $100, if you are trading 0.01, that's 10 cents per lot. So it means if you are making money, you are making 10 cents per pip. Per price movement. If you are losing money, you are losing 10 cents. Okay? So that way you have 1,000 pips. So for you to lose your money, price will move against you 1,000
times.
1,000 pips, right? And the price range, because the market ranges Euro USD.
We suggest that your profit also will be limited. So if you are trading with $100, it might take you almost an eternity.
No, it's
to
small.
Double it.
It's very small. It's small. Actually, I tell people it's
so
small.
So if I got to right,
yes.
If you want to remain long trading Forex,
yes.
Reduce the risk you are exposed to.
Exactly.
And an investment normally,
yes.
As you are controlling your risk,
yes.
The same thing you are at the same time controlling the possibility of returns. Your system cannot enrich somebody like me because I have little money and I'm looking at for where I could deploy the money.
Yes.
And I'm able to feed my family, pay my children's coffee.
So let me tell you, there are several ways you can make
money. Even if I don't want to join politics like you.
So there are several ways you can make money.
Okay.
Okay? You can leverage on other people's money.
How?
So I'll tell you. Number one, I tell people, spend time to build substance, build value. We don't chase money. People chase money. I've never seen anybody chasing money getting wealthy. Okay? If you build value, you have value in you, you will attract money.
Mike, yes. I don't want... You see, there are lots of motivational speakers in Nigeria.
No, I will say it. Just listen. That's the foundation.
Give me the cocoa. We really do not have...
Yeah. I will tell you. So, number one, build a track record that people can see.
Track record of what?
Of successful trade. People are saying that you're profitable over time. I have, personally, 2-3 years, you can see, I can show you that I've been profitable for over 3 years.
Okay, if I have that...
Okay, let me finish. Okay. So when you have that, you cannot go to a platform where people can copy your trade and you get paid. Mm. Yes.
How many people want to copy trades where there has not been huge returns?
For instance, I trade personally. I make 25% per annum on my personal account. Some people say it's small. Okay, fine. If it is small, you can leverage on other people's funds. Whereby, imagine you can have up to 2,000 people that are copying your trades, and they are giving you $10, $20 per month. That's a lot of money in a month. Okay? And you can also make money as an IB, introducing business. You know, there are several ways you can make money.
See, I'm very sure you would not have had anything like this, particularly either on television or radio. Mike's number, please, you can send him text. But this is what you do when you are sending him text. Write your name. For example, if your name is Abayomi, maybe you are my namesake, write Abayomi, Metro FM.
Metro FM.
Send the text to 0805-6905-612. Your name, that is what you are going to send a text.
Yeah.
Then Metro FM.
Metro FM.
Metro FM. Yes. Okay? But the number to text or to send the text to is 0805-6905-612. I repeat, for the sake of those on the radio, 0805-6905-612.
We'll be having a mega event on April 30th at the Podium. The Podium is on Aromire Street,
okay,
off, should I say, Allen, you know. That on that event, I will be teaching. It's going to be, mind-blowing event where my partners from London will be flying in as well to support me. So I will be teaching the opportunity that we have in the market, various how to beat inflation, you know, and we'll teach how to be profitable at the same time. The habit of billionaires, you know, some people will make money and they squander the money. We will teach on our mentorship classes on what to do to keep and preserve the wealth. So the program is digital wealth creation on April 30th at the Podium, very close to Allen Avenue.
Yeah, particularly for those on the radio. The Podium International Event Center is 31B Aromire Avenue of Adeniyi Jones. Aromire is off Allen.
Yeah.
You enter Aromire, I'm marketing for you. Aromire is at the where there used to be roundabout,
exactly,
in the Kenya, but that has been collapsed now. You enter Aromire from there. And then you could also access it. That is, if you are coming from Agege, you are coming from Ogba, you access it via Adeniyi Jones. Okay, number 31B. Okay, and the time is 10 in the morning.
Exactly.
10 in the morning. Okay, attendance is free.
It's free.
Attendance is
free.
Okay, I've been speaking with Mike Fuwope, who is director African Business, Hantech Market. I've got to go, but by the grace of God, I'm going to be returning here at the same time, the same station next week. Until then, I remain yours sincerely. Wealth creation is accumulation and preservation. Abayomi Opapolijo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your week.